I was like,
yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Just trying to set the show up for tonight. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, man. All right. What's up, everybody? Harrick MBX here, and welcome to Breaking the Mold, the newest podcast coming at you here each and every single week on the Realm.
Realm.
Of Collectors YouTube channel. If audio is your preferred platform, we got you covered. We're on iTunes and Google Play through Podcast Addict and various other podcast pushing platforms. Please remember to subscribe, leave a 5-star review as it really helps the show out. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel and like this video while you're at it. Hop into the live chat below, chop it up with the rest of the ROC fam. We're going to be trying to shout people out that are chiming in on our topics tonight. So get involved, guys, so we can shout you out during the show. Breaking the Mold is brought to you by Crashbox Customs, the official Mezco retailer of the Realm of Collectors. Remember to visit Crashbox Customs all over social media for your Mezco 112 needs. Remember to mention the word Realm when placing your order for a surprise gift with your purchase. All right, with that, let's say what's up to the rest of the crew. First up, Energon Addict, how you doing tonight, Pop?
Yo, what's good, Jay? What's good, everybody?
Yo,
it's Tuesday. I'm not feeling great, but I'm here anyway to hang out with you motherfuckers. Hopefully you make me feel a little better.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. We'll be up to the challenge at least.
Someone take the jelly out of your donut today?
How'd you know, bro?
It seems like that. Everybody's got their panties on today.
Yeah, it's just one of those Tuesdays. You know what it is? Gary said it the other day. The meetups are too far in between. I think we need a little dose. Get a little fucking rock action going soon. So.
Yo, my birthday's coming up.
Now you're talking about your birthday? Last week you didn't want nobody to know about it.
No. But, hey, let's get to it. We'll have a cookout.
JD, I want to ask you a question about your birthday. It comes to my attention that there are a lot of birthdays in July, and I would like you to either confirm or deny that you were conceived at a Halloween party. You know this?
Dude, I have no idea.
Okay.
It wouldn't surprise me.
All right.
That zombie punch, man. I'm telling you.
And I don't want to think about my parents.
You know, I'd rather be conceived over some zombie punch after a Halloween party than some Boone's Farm and a Big Mac in a back crypto, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, Brian, that makes me think, though, you know, like if some of these July babies, their dad may not look like, you know, them.
Yep.
You know, be like, oh, well, we were at a costume party. I don't remember. You know, it could have been your dad. I wasn't too sure.
No.
Now I got to marry the broad.
My dad's definitely my dad. He ain't wearing no costume.
Well, how was the rest of your week, man? Besides not feeling too well, how's work? How's life? The wife and kids doing well?
Yeah, it's good. Everybody's good. I mean, work. I left. I did a half day today because I wasn't feeling well. Came home, took a nap, and now I'm here.
See, that's where it's
at. Nice, huh? I haven't yet to take a nap on my vacation yet.
What?
I've been sleeping. Oh, for real? I've been sleeping until like 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, but I've yet to take an afternoon nap.
Well, who needs a nap if you sleep till lunchtime?
Yeah, exactly.
That's doing why. These podcasts and staying up late and fucking with music and shit. I broke night the other day. It was like I got up. I was like, looking. I'm like, the sun's coming up. I'm like, holy shit. I gotta go to bed.
That's me every day.
I look around. There's fucking beer bottles everywhere. I said, oh, yeah, we had a night tonight.
Yeah.
And then I go lay down, and next thing you know, it's like 12, and I'm like, I got nothing planned. Fuck it. Roll over, go back to bed.
Yeah, my schedule's been all over the place, too, on vacation. But I have been, you know, days that I've been home, I have been catching myself taking naps here and there. So I've been
up. With you, you 2 weeks.
Sorry.
You're off for 2 weeks, Jose?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got another week. I go back next Tuesday.
I'm hating, bro.
Yeah, I was just telling Gary before he went live, though, it's that countdown now and Dust earlier. Like, now I'm just counting down the days and dreading it.
So it's like, just today, to like tomorrow's going to be Wednesday, and it's halfway through. I got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Got to go back Monday. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got a list of shit to do. I better start doing it.
Yeah. So, going to make the most of the rest of the week, though. So, that's cool. All right. Next up, the analyzer, Brian Brink. How are you?
Yo, I'm good. I'm fucking good, man. I got some toys. I'm happy about that. I had a nice weekend to myself last weekend, which was kind of cool. Didn't have to go anywhere, and got to get out, do some walking, some hiking. So found that we had that break in the hot weather, which just returned. But
it did too. Jeez.
So yeah, man. Good things. Work's getting crazy. So I don't know. They're giving me responsibilities and shit. So I guess that's fine.
Got your big boy pants on now.
Yeah. Hopefully that comes with a raise.
Never we'll done that.
But they're giving me more autonomy, and then they will see if that'll either be a benefit or a burden. Because an autonomous brink is—he's a slave.
Dangerous. Well, I see what you're going to be doing. They might take advantage of those the AMC $5 Tuesdays and stuff. You know, say so, you know Tuesday I'm going to work from home today and shit. You know, and you're going to be at the movies. $5.
That's a good idea. No meeting.
All right,
Brian. Did you say you went hiking?
Yeah, man. I go to this park, and you know, sometimes you can call it hiking, but it's just there's some nice trails and stuff. I do some hiking a little bit, where it's a little.
Hold on, Brian. I'm gonna interject for a second. So, Dave, if you paid attention to the ROC, you know, fitness and wellness group, you'd see Brian's activities when he shares them with us, but you don't.
I pay more attention to Jose's slices of bacon covered pizza than I do the fucking other shit.
Pizza covered bacon. Exactly. Even better. But Brian, how is there a large amount of women on these trails?
Yes.
See, there we go. There we go. Guys.
Explains everything. Explains it all.
But yeah, so that's nice. But no, I go to this one spot up in Ken Square, PA. I kind of found it. I like it. It's a nice, interesting drive there, which if you know me, I love to drive. So that's always fun getting there. And then on Saturdays between Memorial Day and Labor Day, like this Amish family sets up shop in this like gas station parking lot, and they have like some barbecue and stuff like that. So I'll get that on Saturday. And you know, it's nice. It's a nice morning. Again, you get out and then you come home, and you know, you got the whole day, and it's just a good feeling.
Boy, I'm talking about sleeping till noon, and he's doing more.
I pushed it pretty hard though on Saturday. I hadn't been walking in a while, so I was like, I'm gonna push it pretty hard today. And I did my miles a minute less than I usually do. And dude, my knees have been killing me the last 2 days. So I was starting to get worried. It's like, man, if I boxed my knee, I'm gonna be really mad. But it's feeling better today.
No. So. Well, once you get back into the regular routine, and you know, if you start dropping some pounds, that'll feel better. That'll go away.
Oh yeah. But you know, you don't want to go too hard, because you know, I got some money to earn coming up here in 21 days. It seems 22 days. Till the next challenge, Gary, is that right?
Yeah, if we'll see. I haven't had a lot of...
What do you mean we'll see?
Well, there has not been a lot of commitment from people, so...
Well, it's the summer, man. It's tough.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I just figured put it out there, but...
That's bullshit, Gary. Me and Jose been eating like animals the last 2 weeks, so that way we can fucking lose weight for this next challenge. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm in, dude. I'm in. I don't expect to win anything, but I'm in. I'm in. So I feel like if we're in competition or something, like, and I have to be held accountable and check in, like, I'm just more on point when shit like that is going on.
Here's the next level of this challenge. Instead of going by weight, go by cholesterol numbers.
Oh, shit.
Dude, everybody gets their cholesterol checked every week, and then you just go by that.
People in the realm are not in the mood. You get in the mood. I got a fucking HVAC to pay for. Sucking right.
Need to offset some expenses. Word up.
Josh is in. All right.
Oh, nice.
The leg don't count, bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Gone.
Current state, not before.
You dropped 50 before the start thing even started.
All right. Next up, we have Big Dom. How are you tonight, man?
What's going on, guys?
Chilling. What's good? What's happening with you?
Not much. I what was I do this weekend? I went to a Brooklyn block party this weekend, which was always fun.
Nice. Old school, huh?
You know what? I hear that the block parties in Brooklyn are the best compared to block parties anywhere else in the country.
Dude, if you're the ages between 15 and 30, yeah, man. They're fucking great.
Did they put the plastic flags up and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 80s, they had the whole colored plastic flags.
Dude, they had at least 5 beer pong tables going on.
Wow. Nice. What neighborhood?
It's somewhere in Bensonhurst. I can't remember what street we were on. It's hers. my wife's sister. So my sister-in-law.
Cool.
So we enjoyed it. It was fun. Had some had some barbecue. Stayed away from the bread and pasta like always.
It's been a while since I've been back to Brooklyn. How much is the fucking Verrazano now?
Oh, it's like 18.
You goddamn
wow.
It's like what? 18.
Is it 18? I was going to say 15. I know.
It was 15 like 2 years ago.
Oh, shit.
What, one
the
way?
One way.
No, it's two-way. Well, that's both
sides. It's 18 for the Verrazano and I think 15 for the Outer Bridge and the Gothels now. I think the Gothels went up to 18 as well because of the new construction.
$18?
Fuck you, man. They fuck you so bad. It's like if you live in Staten Island, you can't go to Brooklyn. No. You know, and if you're in Brooklyn, you don't want to go to Staten Island because you don't want to pay that. But it's a quick way to get to Jersey. It's quicker than going into Manhattan and taking the bridge or taking the tunnel. You could just go if you live in Brooklyn or in Long Island or something like that. You just scoot right through. Well, the one side of Long Island, not the far side.
Especially if you're in that bottom, bottom corner.
Brooklyn. You just cut through. You hop over through either the Bayonne or the Gothels, and then you're in fucking Jersey. You're gone.
I always find it interesting that you have to pay to get out of Jersey. Like it's free to enter, but you gotta pay to leave.
$18, man. Wow. I think the last time I went down, it was like 12.
Yeah, like 11, I remember 12. When I was dating my wife, it was 12. Then it went to 15 because it was 12 for the Verrazano, 8 for the Outer Bridge.
Yeah, because it used to cost like $20-something in tolls for me to go home every week, and then I counted 20 for gas. And
within 2 years since I was dating her, it went up to 15 for the Verrazano and like 12 for the Gothels. And then the Outer Bridge. And then
it's fucking extortion, man. The only other way into Staten Island is the ferry. That's it.
Yep.
Or go around through the Jersey side.
You swim it.
And they've done a lot of construction on Staten Island and widening that strip that like takes forever to get across.
Oh, the one when you come right off the bridge. What is that? 287 or something like that?
Yeah, I forget. There's 287 or 440. I don't know what they call it in Staten Island. I know it's like 440, then 287 begins in New Jersey.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's been a while.
Yeah, 440 was that road that went all the way down the backside of Bayonne.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, and then on Sunday I went to my nephew's graduation / mother's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. So it was fun. So an eventful weekend for you.
Very busy, very busy.
Family oriented. That's good.
Yeah. Very busy. Yeah,
that block party.
Say again?
I'm sorry. That block party, was that like a public thing or just something that your fam was doing?
No, her street was doing. Like, you know, so they all chipped in for the permit and whoever wanted to participate. There's been some funny stories regarding that because some families don't participate. And then they have 15 freaking kids. This one family had 15 freaking kids, didn't participate, and told my brother-in-law that they would pay them when they see the rides for the kids.
Wow.
I forgot. I think I was just talking recently on one of the shows, or it could have been an unbroadcast that we were talking about. I was talking about old school Brooklyn block parties and like in the 80s.
Those street fairs.
Yeah, they come with these rides that weren't safe.
They had like a bounce house for the kids. Yeah, and they had like the water slide, the blow up water slide. Pool type of thing.
Boy, dude, you guys gotta remember, it was like 83, 84, and it was like the most pivotal time for music, you know, so the DJ would be rocking the craziest shit, the craziest shit, you know. I just remember always just hanging out by the DJ, because that's when I was first getting into hip-hop and wanting to learn.
It was the 80s. That was like Billy Idol and the Thompson Twins. And
it was like A-E-I-O-U.
Years for Fears.
All that shit, man. All that dance shit. Then the little bit of hip-hop that was coming out that was big at the time. The Funhouse music, all that dance music.
Michael Jackson, Thriller. It was around that time.
You know, so it was a crazy time, man.
Born in the USA.
That's the year Z100 first started broadcasting in New York.
I remember Z100.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's funny. In Philly, it's Y100. I always thought that was funny. When I moved down here, it's like, why?
All right. Maybe up north it's W.
Perhaps.
Sunday, and like in Sunday.
No, go ahead, man.
No, like in Sunday, I just basically stayed in the pool the whole time, just relaxing. And if you ever have like a 3-year-old niece or nephew, they love using that word again, 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 again. And like my 3-year-old niece was just wanted to just go out of the pool, jump into the pool, go out of the pool, jump into the pool.
Was it one of those kiddie pools you're in?
No.
Now I'm picturing Dominic
Funny Brian.
One of those big plastic pools, you know, those plastic joints with the slide.
You got me, Brian.
He gets in it. There's no fucking water left. Pool,
bro.
It was a bucket, Brian. It was a fucking bucket. I just had my foot in it, okay? That's it.
That's fun.
And they still do those traveling like amusement parks up here, Dust. Like in little Italy by me. Like every couple of months, they'll do these little street fairs. So they have feast and games you could play. And then Bronx Park East, which is right by the Bronx Zoo over here. Every few months, also there's like a little traveling like amusement park, like a Ferris wheel, and these little like rides that you could get on. So it's kind of cool. They travel all over the Bronx and all the different boroughs. Yeah, it's been a while since I've actually been to one, but just something that you could do if they're ever in the fucking neighborhood. But you're right, like you gotta think twice before you get on anything.
Well, especially back in the days, you know, it was just basically like this pickup truck that has like a fucking ride that does like one of these. You know what I mean? It goes up one side, up another side, and it's all metal, dude. And there's like a metal cage on it and shit. You know, faded clowns are painted on the side. You know, it's just real sketch. You know what I mean? It's so sketch.
You said that.
Our dollar, getting on that ride for $1. Here you go. Yay.
Yeah, you brought back the memories from the 9th Avenue Food Festival right there that they would do every fucking year. And those are the type of rides they would have. Like, literally, these trucks the just pull up. So fucking fun.
And the Zeppelin stands,
right.
You guys have those?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zeppelin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do. Yep. They have those festivals, and then you could get all types of food, all types of snacks, all types of pastries, just everything, anything you could think of.
Boy, really, this is going to turn into the realm of food show tonight.
Well, okay.
There you go.
We have food truck festivals here.
You guys ever have a deep fried calzone?
Ooh.
No, they are fucking incredible. They're amazing. You think a calzone is good? A deep fried calzone? Guys, I'm not talking no air fryer. I'm talking some old school oil and dip. Oh my god!
So
you ever like the double sided like pizza dust? Like when they stack double sides of pizza and they flip it so it's bread on both sides, but there's like, pizza shit like in the middle. They used to deep fry that shit and like throw it in, and it was just amazing.
It's a stuffed pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a place close to NJCC next to that play with this toy shop. And they have this thing called Panzerotti, which is basically a mini deep fried calzone. And it is the bomb. We'll have to send somebody on a run for those.
It just changes the game. I mean, calzones are good as they are, but when you deep fry them, man, that's a game changer.
Mm. I'll eat Dave's shoe deep fried.
That's right.
All right. Next up, we got G Money. What's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good. It's good to see you guys. Dave and I were talking earlier this week. It's there's like a lot of events, it feels like, in the spring.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad that your friendship is so strong that you talk every day in the week, beginning of the week.
I try to talk to you, but all I see is a little icon in the chat that shows that you read it.
I called you two times, Gary, last week. I called you fucking two times, and you didn't return my call.
That's right. Get it out, guys. Get it out. Get it
out. Now we know why this dude is so sore.
Yeah, man.
Two times, Gary.
You gotta watch it tonight, man. I got attacked the second I fucking said something.
Two times.
He was up my ass like a G-string, man.
I'll fucking show you my call history, man. I called you two times. No fucking return call.
Check it, Dom.
He's like messaging me this morning. Hello. Oh, no response. That's great. Bye. Fuck you, bitch.
You know, Dom, like a month ago, he wanted to come up and hang out in my neck of the woods, and I waited and waited and hear nothing.
That wasn't me. That was
no, Jake, Gary.
That was Gary.
I guess just I'm the.
Gary, you're the one talking about having conversations with people, getting
right.
Can't even talk to your fucking castmates, man.
Gary,
keep your bitches on check, bro.
Yeah, dude.
You gotta show them more love, man.
Gary, I got a big mirror here, man. You could come here and look at your triceps if you want.
It's a lot of pressure.
You know, I'm okay with Dave being your bottom bitch, but you know, share some love.
Damn.
That's because Dom's my bottom pitch.
Not for nothing, guys. But I appreciate Gary's texts all the time, man. Gary always sends me a text at the right time.
Oh,
he really does. Last one was Sunday.
That's because we have that camera in your house, and we know when
you guys set it up.
We know when you're in your Kleenex box.
it's that reflector in your DTOF. If you got to check real closely at his lens.
Check the scope.
I've been saying I wanted to bring something new to the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. Get a little bit more, more media out there. We're onto something.
Those reflectors behind you are not just little lenses.
Exactly.
You guys hacked my Kinect on my Xbox One, huh?
There you go. Sorry, Gary, that I interrupted. I'm sorry.
No.
You don't have to be sorry. Listen, Dom, you've got feelings too. You know, I underestimate the power of the conversation.
That means a lot, Gary. That means a lot to me. Since I know you have feelings. You know, we all have feelings.
So, I'll keep that in mind. So, yeah, really. Exactly. So,
wow.
Oh, man.
Like, what's going on over here, man?
Okay.
Dom hasn't had carbs in 3 months. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking he's right. Angry. He's
here I am talking angry. About fucking deep fried calzones.
You're triggering me, Dust.
I'm sorry.
You're triggering me.
Sorry.
Yeah, man, I went on a toy hunt after work today. I was like, anybody looking for anything? And Dom's like, peanut M&Ms.
You like that shit, huh?
I almost bought some, too.
Yeah, fuck those toys. Buy me a dice.
Give me a box of Swedish fish now.
And you better buy me the sharing size, you know? I ain't sharing.
The sharing.
Oh, God.
You know what
get
I'm
a slice,
about.
Dom. Get a slice.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wow, big storm coming through here.
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
One day in Brooklyn turned Dom out.
Yeah, that's it. Pimped him out. I miss this, guys. I miss talking with you. I know we speak a lot, you know, via the texting and whatnot, but it's always nice to be able to talk.
Yeah. The chat is fine, but it doesn't have the same effect
it's
as this.
Not
this
the is, same. That's what I tell the same.
Yeah. It's definitely not.
The way texting is, it's sometimes it loses meaning, or sometimes it generates more meaning than it should.
True, you know? Exactly. That makes it
yeah.
Unless, of course, you're texting caps. Sorry.
No, that it is clear. It's clear that you're screaming.
Yeah, I know, right? No, it was. It was good. We, like Brian said, the weather finally broke a little bit, so we did the same thing we've done for I think the past month or so. We took the wife to the beach for a while on Sunday. Nice. Took the Jeep out. I've been driving that around as much as I can when the weather's not like 100 degrees and it's not going to bake you.
Question, Gary. When you go to the beach, what type of swimwear are you wearing? Are you wearing like a regular trunk?
Sir? Fucking Speedo.
Oh, you got the man hammock in. Banana hammock, huh?
He paints his fucking swimsuit on.
Yeah,
he works really hard at what he does, and he's very proud of his body. I mean...
Listen, I wear regular trunks, but I do like to run up and down the beach in slow motion and pretend that I'm on Baywatch. So. Oh,
get you one of those orange flotation devices with the yellow string.
Exactly. So are you a lifeguard? No, I just like to carry this around with me.
Save
that's
me,
all.
Lifeguard. I'm not a lifeguard. I'm just acting like
exactly.
One.
You're on your own. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I just had to ask. Cool.
So no,
that's a pretty valid bright question. I'm glad you asked. It's good to know. It's good
no,
to know.
Pink is just for the show. That's the stage.
Shit, no, but truth be told, man, if I was fucking, you know, busting my ass like he does and in shape like that, I'd be fucking.
Dude, I'd be fucking, I'd be swinging my cock out every fucking 3 seconds. I got these abs. I got the V, baby. I got the V.
Not the V, I got by the V. Bananas,
I got that V. Everybody loves that V. You chicks love that V.
Thus would be on Tinder. You'd be like, how many left swipes am I, or swipe whites or right swipes am I going to get today?
Yeah, my name on Tinder would be the V. V.
Might be interpreted differently.
Give up the V.
Upside down V.
Off the rails. JD. Sorry.
JD, yep. What's up, man?
It's going to be a lot of off the rails tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No problem.
We don't need topics. We're just going to be off the rails.
Fuck topics.
off the rails, like those rides that used to come by in Brooklyn.
Right.
Topics. We don't need no fucking topics.
We don't need a fucking
topics.
All right, JD, the original B-bag himself. Yeah, what's JD, going on, man?
Your birthday is not the only fucking birthday in July, so can you shut the hell up.
Whoa. I'm
still angry. Still fucking coming at you.
It's all this shit about July birthdays.
Dom, have a Skittle. Come fuck down. Yeah.
Somebody has tight butthole syndrome.
It's my fucking Snicker. Yeah. It's my Snicker.
That Diet Coke's not working.
No, it's not at all.
That's horrible for you.
I know whatever, it is, but tell me something that I don't know.
Might as well just
you're better off just drinking regular Coke, dude.
Yep. Told him that already, JD. He don't listen, bro.
He'd want to drink too
much. I'm missing brain
Dave,
cell.
Dave, you drink regular Coke?
No, I don't drink it at all. But okay. If I do, I do drink regular Coke, yes.
Okay, cool.
That's right.
So what's going on, JD? What's going on? What's happening?
Jack and shit. Jack left town. Thanks, Dom.
Dom's in a rare mood, man. I like this he Dom. Is. I like this guy.
No carb Dom. That's what we've been getting the past few months. All right. So, JD, you good, man? Everything's well? You didn't do anything special this weekend?
Nope. Moved some furniture around. And
Did you find that? That arms that cracked off your something-somethings?
No, my piccolo. Yeah, I lost piccolo.
Oh, you lost your piccolo?
Yeah, his arms.
Let's have a moment of silence
for piccolo. He comes with like, folded arms so he can mean mug people.
Mm. Yeah.
He took a shelf dive, and I woke up, and just the figure was laying there, and the arms are gone.
So did you check your dog's bowel movements yet for arms?
Not yet.
I mean, where else would it go?
Yeah, right. It's got to be somewhere, JD.
It's the only place.
Do you have a carpet or is it hardwood?
It's hardwood.
Okay.
Underneath the display.
I tore my rooms apart. Yeah.
Does it have a black hole somewhere? How could it disappear?
It's where all those extra socks are that you
leave. I was just thinking that. Just fucking thinking this same shit.
Yep. I'm a true believer that toys do come to life in the nighttime.
Yeah, and they eat deep fried calzones too.
Yeah, and they commit suicide.
Taking shelf dives.
I've only had a problem with Wookiee like taking like two things in my whole adult collecting career here with her. She took the helmet to Apollyon, you know, the mind control helmet. I don't know how she got it out of the box, but she got it out of the blister box. She's trying
to use it on you.
And the clear shell to Exosuit Spike or Exosuit Daniel, whatever you want to call that. That one I couldn't find for a while, and then it just popped up somewhere. She was scooting it across the floor. She was scooting it across the fucking floor. This is funny. And other than that, she don't mess with anything. She's a good girl.
I've had stuff shelf dive before, and like, you know, like one of my snowtroopers is missing a backpack because it went flying somewhere. One of the dogs ate it, but I they leave it lay so I can find it, and then I'm like, you motherfuckers, but like they leave it, you know, they're like their own worst enemy. They're narking on themselves. They leave it lay. So maybe this time they got smart and just ate it.
Yeah. Or maybe it just hit the floor and it scooted so fast that it got into the quantum realm, opened up a portal to the quantum realm,
it reached 88 miles per hour,
and it
it's possible
into the land of missing socks and screwdrivers and hammers, all those things that you can't find.
It went back to 1984.
Yes.
That's funny. That's so weird, though, because arms, I would think you'd be able to see them. It's not like moving, losing like a small accessory or something like that.
Bright fucking green.
No. What was that cartoon in the 80s? Was it the Littles? Where they would, like, you know, they live in the walls and they would, like, steal stuff? Or...
Very, very creepy. Very creepy show.
Yeah. That's right. They had their kitchen tables, like a spool of thread or some shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And they like tinker toys for furniture and stuff like that. Like,
you know what the worst is? Like losing a KFC hand that's black on your black rug. That's fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy that one of the digits popped out. I'm on the floor. On my fucking knees. You can't even see it. I'm fucking just moving my hands across like Helen Keller. Trying to fucking find it. I mean, like I'm reading Braille. You know?
Packing tape. That's a trick for that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't find it and just bought a new set of hands.
I have had something fall and I've lost something. My Hawkeye fell off the shelf and I can't find his bow now. I've looked everywhere. But it's got to be here on the floor someplace. But I don't know. It's hardwood floor. I don't know why I can't find it. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. It's KO anyway. Fuck it.
Oh, that KO Hawkeye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Realm of Incomplete Toys.
Yeah. Land of Misfit Toys. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
It sucks. Well, I hope you find your arms, man.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm good. You know.
Cool, man. Yep. And I had an eventful weekend. I was went to Madison Square Garden on Saturday for a WWE event. Undertaker kind of made a rare appearance there, so that was kind of like the main reason for going. You know, he's an old man now, so you know, you gotta
I was gonna with the old man comments.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, is it the same Undertaker from like when I was a kid?
Yeah man. Same guy.
Same dude. He's loyal to fucking Vince, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Never strayed, man, and Vince treated him right, I guess.
He's got to be like 70 years old.
Nah, that old.
65? I'm 70 years old. He's not that old.
Nah, he's probably like mid-50s or something like that, but he's beat up, man. Body's beat up and shit. Like, you could see it. Like, you know, he doesn't have much time left, so... you know, and last time he was in the Garden was 2010. I actually think I was at the show, the last show he went to. So, you know, you figure... that amount of time passing between appearances, like this is probably going to be his last fucking appearance at that, you know, at that arena. So figure just go and check that out. You know, being on vacation is just perfect for something like that. And then did Dorney Park and Wild Water Kingdom on Sunday.
Saw that, man. How was the trip?
Dude, does that still exist? Cool. Holy shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hadn't been there. I can't even remember when's the last time. I know I've been there at least one time before, but I was a kid. So maybe like around 10 or 11, just... don't really have a lot of memories of it. I just know I went.
And, where's Dorney again? That's in PA?
Yeah, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah, oh, you went right past here.
Yeah, so...
you went right past here.
Just $200 and...
Boy, a lot of people been going past here lately.
Yeah, so it was fun. I took Jesse and her son and his girlfriend and stuff like that and kind of like had a family day over there, which was nice.
How's he doing, by the way?
Well, he's good. He's good. Okay, yeah, good, after good, that good. Shit that went down with him. Yeah, he's good. A lot better, man. Thank you. So that was it. Pretty eventful, you know, eventful weekend. And I still got a week of vacation, as I said. So trying to do like a lot of things in the city. I think I'm going to do like a little quick little boat tour tomorrow of like lower Manhattan just to take some shots of like Statue of Liberty, Freedom Tower and stuff like that. Just to, you know, do stuff with Jesse in the city and explore a little bit.
Just don't climb. Don't climb the statue. They don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like when you climb the statue. We've seen that recently. You know, fucking whack job. What the fuck was her deal?
That was like a protest. Yeah, that was like a pro. It was like a protest. Yeah,
okay, great. She's protesting right now in a fucking cage.
I thought no. She's out.
I thought she was looking for a pair of sandals. And she wanted to check her size or something.
She heard there was deep fried calzones up there.
Yeah, but that was some crazy shit, man. So yeah, that's it, man. So just happy to be here, guys. It's Tuesday, as Dave said. So we had a couple of topics lined up that we were throwing out there. I thought it'd be cool, you know. Dust is on.
Hey, Dust is here. I didn't know.
No, oh yeah, yeah. He's been talking. Oh shit.
I'm in the corner. I'm down at the corner. I'm in the corner.
I've been drinking. I've been drinking. You got a special guest.
No, I'm not a special guest. I'm just here with you guys, man. It's all good. Everybody knows who the fuck I am. I don't have to tell them who I am or what we're doing. You know, I'm on vacation. I'm having a good time hanging out with you guys, trying to do the podcast tour, hit all the camps, say hello to everybody, and got a staycation, man. Just chilling out. That's it, man.
I was about to say, how's that going so far? So you got two guys from New Jersey on Saturday.
Yeah, we did that on Saturday. I did a hangout on Sunday, unbroadcasted, but it was a nice hangout for a couple hours. I think it was like 4 or 5 hours. And then ETR yesterday, they Kovalov after that. And I'm here with you bums right now, man. And I do Stasis Lock tomorrow and Verbally Challenged tonight, right?
Yes, yeah. Nice. Did you get to hop on after Cobra Law last night instead of hang out? Like
I did. Nobody was there. Yeah. We went pretty late though. We went pretty late last night. Because by the time everybody gets in the room, we start 10:30, and then we actually start getting into everything, and then we try to go about an hour, hour and a half the most. But I think I got off at like 12:31, and I popped in. Nobody was there, so I edited the show. I usually edit the next morning, but I edited it, you know, that night. You know, find the intro, put the bumper music in, and just bumper out.
Yeah, we were done around 12 last night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But people were in?
Yeah, we had a good talk.
Oh, cool. Good. I'm glad. Yeah. We need to start, like, really pushing these again, man. So on the night, I swear I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going to throw them out there, even if 2-3 people come in for an hour. At least we're still doing it.
It's and Brian could talk to this. It's really a nice refresher to hear some of the new guys coming into the collection, collecting Masterpiece, seeing what they're like looking for, what's hard to find. Cause you're in it from the beginning and you're getting all this stuff when it's releasing. It's like, it's really interesting to see what those guys are facing and what they're have to deal with and everything like that.
Someone who's just coming into the game you can't get the fans toys that we were getting back in the day because they're hard to find, or they're $200-$300 now. But we didn't have a big flux of new people coming in. A lot of people are taking those chances and finally just saying, fuck it, I'm going to go in there. Mm-hmm. And they're understanding and seeing what they're getting out of these hangouts, man. It's a lot of fun. So don't be scared. Just come in.
Yeah, it does. Like you said, I mean, stuff getting lost in text and stuff like that earlier. It's like, it's nice to actually have a conversation about it, because they can ask all the questions and they can read your tone when they ask you about certain figures.
Oh, okay, you're not a douchebag online. It's just you trying to be funny. Okay. I didn't know.
It's like, what do you think of it? Do you recommend? I recommend. Well, yeah. All right. I don't know.
I hopped into the link that you threw out on Saturday, but it was late, you know, coming back from the garden. I got home like just a little bit after midnight, but Josh, Fisher was still on, and Vinny J that's been hopping into the hangouts after these shows. It's a great way to get people involved in the realm and what we're doing here. Like, we were kind of discussing that earlier, like how to get people more involved.
Segway.
It's definitely the hangouts. Even I think when you were talking about it on the anniversary show just a few weeks ago, we did the hangouts before, like, and ETR before, the official ROC hangouts that was on Tuesdays and now breaking the mold. Sometimes that's where you get the best conversations. Like, I don't remember like how many times Dave has said like, yo, that was like a top hangout for me. And it's not even broadcasted. It's just us in there bullshitting, talking, you know, or we're talking geek stuff, and stuff like that, but a lot of real life stuff too.
Yeah. And sometimes we're just shooting the shit about how our day's going and, you know, work and all that other stuff, and asking people, you know, people asking life advice, and it's all over the place. Sometimes it's really great. It just get to know more people, you know, just to get to know more people and have them say, hey, this is great. I feel comfortable talking to you guys because I don't have this, excuse me, where I am, you know. It's a great feeling. I know. I've been saying that since day one.
I just always say, you know, it's cool, you know, because everybody starts somewhere. Yeah. And I think people look at someone like Brian, who's, you know, really, you know, in a lot of, you know, activities and the joke about being on every podcast. But, you know, he didn't automatically start like that, you know. And that's all it takes. It's just kind of like participating. And the hangouts are a great way to do it because you don't have to worry about anything. It's not trying to entertain anyone.
Just think of it this way. That's where, like, this whole panel. on this show started on a hangout.
Exactly.
From coming into hangouts and chilling. And this is what we're getting out of this. So, you know, and like, you know, there's one thing I always say, and I know I'm waving the flag again. It's the you get out what you put in with this. You know what I mean? You want to be on a certain level. You want to get you get out what you put in. You want to be a guy that sits back and watches the show and replies in the comments. That's fucking awesome. You want to be a guy in a Facebook group. That's great. You want to interact more via Hangouts. That's even better. If you want to get on a show, we'll get you on a show and you be a guest or, you know, see, it's limitless what you want to do. It just matters on what you want to put into this, you know, and that's what you put out, man. You know?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm tired of fucking waving the flag. Somebody else wave the flag for 2 minutes. Yeah. Dave, wave the flag. I think I say the same speech over and over again, but you know, it is true. It's true.
I mean, you know, with me, when I first met you guys said, "Hey, come on a hangout," and I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And you were trying to explain to me. Well, after the show you're on, people get on something called Google Hangouts and you jump on if you have a headset or a laptop, phone. I was like, all right, I'll try it out. And I mean, for the first, year that I was doing it, I had, like, the shittiest connection. And I used to get used to either fucking... Remember we had the doorbell thing?
Yes, I missed the noises, man. I missed the noises.
Every time, like, you couldn't hear me or I was talking and nothing was coming out. It was like, ding dong. You know, I got fucked with it a lot, but it was fun. And after a while, you just realize, like, hey, man, I need to get this fucking toy fucking... this toy stuff out of me, you know. And you could do it during the week talking to your friends, or you know, doing it in the Facebook group. When you do it on a platform like this, it kind of it adds to it. Now you feel a little better, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least for me,
I totally agree, man. It's like, and you know, everybody, we're in a room. Yeah, we may not be in the same room, but we're in a room right now talking with each other. You know what I mean? This is just us chilling and having a good time and just talking about things that we like and realizing that there's like-minded people that are out there. And this is just a platform for all of us to get together and get to know each other. So, you know, and just really nailed you in the fucking chat there, buddy.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Dave was looking to hook up with dudes. He was disappointed that we were mostly
straight. Bro, come on, man. It was only you. No one else.
That's gangster.
Loves to tell stories, man.
What about me?
Dave,
you guys are just full of fucking blowing up spots today.
Wow. You're a whore.
You know, something about the bearded gentleman. You know?
No, but I honestly think that like everybody that's recently been coming in, you know, have been enjoying. Like Sam M, who's came in for the first time, and he says it was incredible. It was the best night he had, you know, chilling, and he wants to do more. So you just got to take the chance and. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to bite you. Nobody's, you know, we'll rib you on you a little bit because that's what dudes do. We like to have a good time and fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's all fun, man. It's all fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the biggest obstacle for people is sometimes they might be shy, might not want to jump in. And I think, like, doing those unbroadcasted hangouts are real important because there's no pressure there. You know, you could just hop in. You're not broadcasting live to the world, you know what I'm saying? It's just us in a room, as you said, having a conversation. And when people do that more and more, you just get more comfortable.
Right? Yeah, you don't have to do video if you don't want to do it.
Right.
Just come in, turn your video off, and just do audio. We're fine with that, man. It's cool. Maybe you might have a goiter on your face or something. You know, you don't want to see a big goiter. It's a big goiter. But you know, not to blow up just spot in the chat, but you know, he used to pop in the hangouts and not do audio video, just do audio and not say anything. Then pop out, pop back in. And look at that. Eventually, you know.
Look where I have
just is in the chat bullshit right now.
I wish he'd go back to that. Really.
now we have no, 3 weeks. On vacation. Yeah, but dudes, that's the thing for a month.
That's a thing though. Because I found myself doing the same thing that he did. Like on the times that you kind of would throw out the link, thus like on a Saturday or a Sunday for an unbroadcasted, because you're just kind of in there listening to the conversation. And I'll usually be playing a video game or something else. So, but I just kind of want to be in there listening, and I'm just chuckling at the jokes and shit like that, even if I don't have a lot to say.
Well, you remember they were always unbroadcasted before. You know, it was just like I never even thought about like hitting a record button to see. You know, because it was just us bullshitting and having a good time, and some of us falling asleep.
And And I just want to say, like, you don't need, like, I have the most, like, basic setup. I use my phone, and I bought a headset for, like, $40 at Best Buy based on Dust's advice because I was, like, kind of nervous. Like, I didn't know what you needed. I'm like, do I need a fancy computer? Do I need all this stuff? Do I? And he's like, no. He's like,
just this shit sounds better than the cast.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm like, all right. So I set it up, and I, you know, it's just
sorry guys,
shots fired.
Do the same thing. Wow. He's
like, you don't need much.
It doesn't. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't take a lot.
Tablet, a lot for iPhone. Just
Turtle, I mean, Beaches.
What's his name? Was it Master Skinny Toys has been coming in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And his audio hasn't been really that good. And one day I said, you know what? You know, because you feel kind of weird at first when people come in because you don't know how to read people. You don't want to upset anybody, or, you know, but like, do me a favor. Take those fucking headphones off. If you got one of those regular headsets that you got with the phone, he goes, yeah. I said, put it in for a second. You put it in, it sounds fucking great. Boom. Here we go. Now we're talking. Now we could hear you, you know? So just... don't worry about it. Just tell someone, you know, your shit sounds like shit, and let's fix it. I'll help you fix it.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, we'll help you fix it. Because it's kind of hard to have, I mean, it's kind of hard to have a conversation when you can't hear someone, you know? You know, it's real low. It sounds like you're in six rooms away. But
Gary, Jim in the chat goes, you could at least prop up your phone. It's like a constant upskirt with Gary.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I got kind of hang up.
I'm sure you could look on Amazon for like a phone holder or something that clamps to something.
Yeah, no, it's actually, I got to use a laptop and I kind of just tilt on the screen, but, you know, it gets by.
Don't want everybody else to know that.
I'm God looking down at heaven at my people.
It works.
Looking back, though, I was nervous as fuck, and Dust invited me in. Of course, I pulled the JISC and, you know, hopped in there, didn't say anything, and then... I left and then came right back in, and like, Dust, you were already drunk and you're like,
nah, not me.
Yeah, no, not you. But yeah, like I hopped in and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Pigment surgery, cool. Hi, see ya. Like, fucking, cause I left, you know, I came back.
Did I boot you?
No. It was me. Because I left and then I came back, but I came back before you realized, or you know, before you had a chance to like say something. So you're like, all right, cool, fuck you then. And then I, you know, like, I popped back in right as you were saying that.
Yeah, that's right. I remember JD first came start coming in. That was pretty.
Yeah, I was nervous as fuck though. You know, just to do on broadcasted shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you now, man. You were doing multiple shows, you know. Whenever Ace comes back, well, should be, he's getting his place set up now, so it should be soon. I say within, you know, before the end of the summer, we'll be figure banging. We'll be back.
We're going to have like figure banging every day for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got to catch up. Yes. Remember how catching we were bi weekly? It's going to be every week now.
In the fall, we'll fall back to our regular programming.
How soon does before you're like, fuck, got to do figure banging now.
Figure banging again. Brian, let me show you how to do it.
All right. I can help you with that.
I got you doing it. I got to get Brian doing it. You know, I'm like, all right, I'm free. Free. Don't go fucking with the levels. You ever see fucking Jackie Brown? Don't go fucking with my levels. Don't mess with any of the innards of the YouTube channel.
But, yeah, man. So I mean,
just try it. That's it. Just try it.
Stop it.
Yeah, and it's not just the hangouts. It's, you know, the participation in the Facebook group and, you know, hitting up the Instagram and stuff like that. Like, I think Gary brought it up earlier. Like, you know, and when you join the group, you know, there's questions and there, you know, there's one of them is like, hey, introduce yourself. Say what's up. Say what you collect. Say what you like, you know. And you just see the outpouring of people that are like, hey, welcome to the realm, you know, or just a bunch of realms, you know, commenting.
You should see there's a lot of people that just don't make it in because they don't answer the questions. And you have to answer. Yeah. If you invite your friends, just say, hey, just answer the questions. And we'll I'll give it 24 hours. I'll give it 24 hours. If somebody doesn't answer the questions in 24 hours, then I just, you know, decline, you know, but just answer all the questions and you're in.
Yeah. And for those that get in and stuff and actually like post, like, it's just good to see the participation from like the new members.
Yeah, I've seen a lot lately.
Post
this week.
you know,
not this week.
And they're posting hauls, and it, you know, and like I remember, like Gary before was saying, like, you know, sometimes you would see people like in their Donna toy hunt. Hey, I'm here, guys. Like, what do you need? Like, you know, what I'm saying, does anybody need anything? And sometimes you don't see stuff like that as much anymore. But there's just so many different ways you could get involved, like with the community, and just as far as like reaching out and communicating and saying what's up. Like, you'll be surprised how many people will just reach back, and then what grows.
I think one of the things that always stood out to me, you know, when I was first kind of really discovering, is it kind of did the trail of different podcasts and kind of into the ROC, was that the camaraderie, but like the spirit that it's not just, I'm not here to sell my shit, and I'm not here to post stuff for sale or go to my eBay link, you know, and it's done on purpose that way. And that takes a lot of work. Like, I'm sure there's a shitload of behind the scenes work that, you know, most of us never see what happens for the admins. But there was always the, hey, you know, does anyone need this build a figure piece? I don't need it. And then just pay for the shipping, or not even charge the shipping, and people sending it to a complete stranger. Or, you know, I'm in this store and here's a picture. I'll be here for another 15 minutes. Anybody needs this, you know, I'll pick it up for you. And then it's basically just the retail and the shipping to get it to the person. It stood out to me quite a bit. Yeah,
we used to do that a lot back in the day, especially on Instagram and stuff like that. But then you get people that they don't know you, they don't trust you. And it's like, sometimes I used to be in the store with like five of the hottest figures that everybody wants. Guys, someone's got to hit me up. Please hit me up. Who wants these? And you know, I'll wind up buying them and just keeping them and just keep asking people, because I feel so bad that here's five of the hottest figures in a store and nobody's like, you know, hitting me back. I'm like, I'm trying to help you people out here. I'm not trying to rob you. And then once we started doing that in the Facebook group, it's a little different. You know, people, we're not going nowhere. You know, now we're an established name. Like, when I try to sell things in a group now that's not my normal, like this mask stuff that I was selling, I'm selling my mask collection. So a dude hit me up and he's like, well, do you have any credentials, or you know, coasts? Oh. Yeah, you ever hear of the Realm of Collectors? No. I said, okay, well, here's the Facebook group. Here's a YouTube page. We do podcasts. I said, I've been working with these guys. We've been trying to build this stuff for a few years. I don't think I'm going to ruin the reputation of my squad for a $25 fucking sale. You know what I mean? You can trust me, buddy. You know what I mean? You could ask around. You can trust me, you know? But it gets to the point, like, just when you're in the group and you know everybody, it's a little bit more comfortable, and you can feel a little bit more like, hey, yeah, definitely, man, I'll take that. I'll take that. Yeah. And the best thing, best thing with the Shameless group is just like, there's no comments, there's no bullshitting. It's just between the buyer and the seller, and we don't get involved.
Well, you know, maybe I think the introduction of Shameless maybe has kind of deterred people from some of the things, Gary, that you mentioned. There's a fine line between buy and sell, right? But I guess, you know, there's probably some gray area, you know, perhaps.
Yeah, that is true. Didn't see it like from that angle because of the BST group that we got on the side. But we still, everybody's always still doing that privately and stuff. Yeah. It's just, that's like another way that, you know, if in case people wanted to get more involved, or just, you know, if you're out there and people just help each other out, that's just just another way of doing it, you know.
Well, that's how the whole, so, I mean, for the people that don't know the history, you know, and I'm not going down memory lane and do another history lesson here, but you know, the RLC used to be the Ringer Collectors back in the early 2000s. And what we were was an anti-scalper group, and we tried to help people out and find the hard-to-find toys at retail for other people. You know, so there were squads out there that were doing exactly what we're doing now. It's just that we just rebranded it and brought it back. You know, we figured it was time. Mm-hmm. We're all back into collecting again. We're a little bit older now, and let's do this again.
It was, you know... Yeah. You guys are talking about memories a lot, like first jobs and stuff on ETR Dust. And, you know, my first kind of what's in the fucking box was from Dom. And that was, I went to the show in New Jersey. Yeah, I met everybody that time for the first time. And he sent me it was that Grand Admiral Thrawn from the Rebels, Dom, that you sent me. And I remember, you know, my wife was laughing. She's like, what the hell are you doing? So I'm like, oh, I got to take a picture of this box. So I set it up, you know, on the floor, and I was like, I get pictures of it. And she's like, it's a box. She's like, what are you doing? And then I say we now, but she has a cat that looks very much like Wookiee, you know, tiger stripe cat. And the cat was in the picture there. So I think I was trying to be clever and witty in the beginning. I said, what's in the fucking box? And I was like, oh, why is Dust's cat Wookiee at my house? And someone took it seriously. They were like, wait, oh my God, what happened, Dust? What happened to Wookiee? And I was like, it's a different cat. It's a different cat. Don't worry. It's just there.
My cats. Cats are everywhere. But when I first started the idea about what's in the fucking box, it was to have the members feel like they're more involved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, hey, I'm on YouTube. Look at that. I'm on the YouTube now. I'm on Realm of Collectors. They put my video up. That's awesome. You know, so it's just more of it was just another way for me to give back to the community and make them feel more comfortable what we're doing. And I mean, Jesus, how many episodes we have so far? You know, it's slowing down a little bit, but you know, I edit them once I get about five or six, I'll edit them out and put them out there. And I think it's just great because you get to see the members a little bit. Breaks them out of their shell a little bit, you know, and then you get to see their hauls and stuff like that. So it was just a novelty that I thought that would bring people more into the group and feel a little bit more comfortable. Same thing with shelf life videos is basically just make a video showing us your collection. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find more about you. You know, find out more about you, you know. You have to put your face on there. Just walk around with your fucking camera and or your phone and take a picture of your collection and talk about it. So,
yeah. And we need Jay Ruse back, man. We gotta get that photo spotlight back on.
That's really another big part of it also is the toy photography and getting more involved in that. And this year I wanna even push that even further, get some toy photographers on the show. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about their techniques and what they do and put them in the spotlight a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole big realm out there. Cosplayers. Cosplayers is a big thing too. Let's get some cosplayers involved. You know what I mean? Let's talk to some cosplayers and you know, and see what they do in their everyday shit and, you know, get their names out there also. So I'm looking at some of the guys that represent the realm that are in the 501st. Let's get them on a fucking show.
Yeah. Let's talk about
that shit. You know what I mean? So I got the ideas. It's just putting the pieces on the board. You know what I mean? So
I thought about that too, Dust, like considering because like a lot of the conventions that we have here, like in the Northeast and cosplay, like is a big thing, like and not even just with cosplayers, but just with different people like in entertainment. Like I was actually had an idea of like maybe like try to get like interviews with these people so we could throw them up on the ROC like YouTube channel, like a quick little like five minute, you know,
that's what the spotlight's for. You remember the ROC spotlight? Yeah. That's what the spotlight's for is basically an interview series. Or if it's not on video or audio, we could put it, we could have it transcribed into, onto the website, onto the blogs. Mm-hmm. You know,
We need to get Supergirl on this show.
So we need our writers out there that are in the realm to start submitting stuff to the blog, and you know we have the website. Let's use it. You know what I mean? Yep. What's the point of having a .com that's out there that we pay for? Let's use it. Let's make something out of it. So it's up to you guys. And like I said, this is where the slogan comes in. You get out what you put in. You know what I mean?
So Dust, is it okay to add? Like, what would you say? And not to put you on the spot, but how much time do you think in a week you put in yourself? And I know there's a lot of other people that, you know, have different kind of almost areas of responsibility. But I know with you kind of being the main kind of,
Gary, this has been my life since it started. This has been everything that I've been doing since it started.
Yeah.
You know, it's every day for me, it was a lot more, a while ago, you know, with more hangouts and doing more live broadcasting and being a part of all the shows. And I took a step back because we started getting more people involved. I didn't have to be on Tuesday nights with you guys all the time. I didn't have to be, you know, doing this on this show, or I was there for Figure Banging to hit the record button and to host the call, but I didn't have to be on the show because we had people that were on the show. You know what I mean? So in a sense like that, not that I don't want to do it, but nobody wants to hear me all the fucking time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You still have a life and a career and a household. So,
I mean, it's just a point in time in my life right now where I do have all this extra time to put into this. And, you know, maybe a year from now, I'm not going to have this extra time. But it's good to know that we have a staff, we have a crew, we have a foundation. You know what I mean? And for some reason, if I can't put the time in no more or whatnot, you know, it's still here.
It's still handled.
So I'm going to share one other kind of memory that was really kind of just emblazoned in my mind. and it was the rock party at, you know, TFCon this past year. It was my first time, you know, making the trip to TFCon, having seen it in several states. And I remember, you know, just kind of sitting back that one night and looking around at the people that were there and people from various shows that I had recognized, that I'd met for the first time, people who I hadn't had a chance to talk to yet, you know, kind of live, but I kind of knew who they were from just pictures and stuff online. And the sheer vast variety of people whose paths would have never crossed without, you know, originally kind of having an interest in the collecting and the toys and then bridging that into something more. It was almost, I don't know, it sounds so cheesy and freaking all like kumbaya, like, but it was like very surreal to just kind of take that in and look at the different conversations and the amount of energy and positivity that people had there for that. And, the, you know, welcoming people. Yep. You know, yeah, it was awesome.
I really wish like every year we'll have something like that or better, but I really think that shit was just like, wow. That was like... Yeah. The peak, you know. I mean, we always say we want to do bigger and better, but that was just wow, that whole night. And I'm hoping that every year we could do something even bigger and better.
Yeah, man. And if you want to reminisce, we got that video that Dan made.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can go watch the recap shows too.
Yeah, well, good times, man. Good times. Yeah, and you're right, man. Our paths would never have crossed. You know, I mean, there was some sort of community in this stuff beforehand. And don't get me wrong, you know, like we're more than just a Facebook group. Everybody's just like ROC Facebook. It's more than a Facebook group. It's more. It's meetups. It's what we do with the podcast. It's what we do with the hangouts. Everything from day one with me is wanting to bring people together, and it's about the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's what it was always about for me, and that's what I always wanted. You know what I mean? So to me, I'll always stand by that. You know, that's my guard up. All about the community. It's all about getting it out there. How can we do this? How can we get to that far? How? It's not about how many members we have. It's about quality members and people that are active, people that want to interact with each other, people that are like-minded, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I'm all about with this, and I'll always be like that. I'll fight to the end. You know what I mean about that? So. Yeah, started with a community, and that's what I keep pushing.
And you see how far it's reached out, because you've done plenty of international, you know, ROC hangouts as well, you know, specifically for, you know, members outside the U.S. that maybe, you know, because of the time differences, might not be able to pop in on a show like this on a regular basis. And you see the people that hop in from all over the world and stuff like that. And even just people from all over the country doing their own little hookups and meetups. You know, like as you said, just gatherings for collectors in their own neck of the woods.
And the thing with us is like... people's lives change. We've been doing this for years now.
True.
You know,
very sure.
Know. People come and go, but always remember the door is always open. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unless you slam it behind yourself, the door is always open. You get what I'm saying?
Well, Ed, it's funny you say that, like the people come and go thing. I mean, in our everyday lives, I'm sure we have friends outside of this, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, I was telling, well,
someone's going to say
fucking liar. But my younger brother, right, he moved to Portland Sunday. So, you know, it's a little, you know, he's 29, so he's a little, you know, he got a little nervous about it. You know, he had some of his friends that he had went out with one night, and I think one of the friends got really silly with him, you know, said some, like, hurtful shit. And I told him, like, dude, like, if you weren't leaving, he probably would have bottled that in and not said anything. He said it because he knows you're out, you know? And I was like, dude, like, you know, throughout your life, the older you get, the kids you grew up with, the kids that were in your, you know, elementary school, junior high school, you know, they're going to fade away eventually, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, you might keep in contact with a select few, you know, or reach out to them just on their birthday. But, you know, something like this, at least for me, is giving me an option. Like, it's given me a ways in to, you know, finding people who, you know, like you say, you know, think alike, but also have a lot more in common than I would with anybody that I grew up with. It doesn't matter. We grew up in the same hood. We did the same things for the first 18, 19 years of our lives. But when you mature, you get older, your priorities change, you know. You know, I got back into collecting at an old, you know, in my mid to late 20s. So it wasn't something that, you know, I was just going to go back to my boys that, you know, were posted up on the block and be like, yo, look at this new Transformer I got, you know. But I found very similar, you know, people who, you know, whether we have similar upbringers or not. Like me and Jose, for example, we grew up in the same city. So we have a lot in common. We also come from the same background, you know, probably the same fucking religion for all I know. But we connected really easy. But then you got somebody, you know.
Are you Latvian Orthodox?
No. or somebody like JD, right? JD lives in a different state. We didn't grow up in the same surroundings, right? But me and him have a love for Star Wars that, since the get-go, connected us. You know, started with Transformers, and he was like, I like Star Wars. I like Star Wars, too. And that's all me and him talk about, you know? Mm-hmm. And it continues to evolve. You know, Gary, for example, just started with us a year ago, right? Like, a year almost to the date. Like, June or July.
Got in his car and drove 4 hours.
Not making this up. Not to sound all kumbaya, I feel like I know this dude for 3 or 4 years already. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it feels to me. Yeah. And I was explaining this to my younger brother, and I said, dude, I got this guy I speak to lives in a different state. I just met him a year ago. I trust him more than I do half the dudes I grew up with. Like, you know, like, crazy. It's just the truth.
Yeah. Well, you know? This is the whole brotherhood thing, man. This is the brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think it's a great platform just to meet people, period. You know, like Jisk had said, you know, I joined it to see how many cocks I could suck, right? But you know, after you get all those cocks in your mouth, you know, you putting cocks in, you want something to come out once in a while. But no, all jokes aside, I've made some really good friends, you know, with everybody here on this panel, at least a half a dozen others that are not here, and every time I see them, it's always good times. I can't explain it.
I will say that, you know, this format is one avenue that, you know, that opens your eyes. You know what I mean? Don't like unbroadcasted or whatever, but you know, that first time TFCon was the first time I met at all you guys. And, that was a real eye-opener for me. You know what I mean? I really got the big picture of what this is
We're
all
the same
about.
People, man. We're the same Absolutely. People. We're the same motherfuckers. It's
you were a little nervous, I remember,
I
JD.
You were fucking nervous.
But meanwhile,
I could go hang out with, like, 100 dudes I never fucking met before. I met on the fucking internet.
That's the cucks.
It's a lot of cocks.
It's gonna be fucking some hostile shit, right?
That's one thing I love when people say is like, you know, when they actually meet one of us or meet us and they're like, you're just the same as you are when you do these podcasts. I'm like, well, what do you think? We put on a fucking show? Yeah, we might amp it up and be a little bit more animated, but that's us. You know, that's us, man. That's who we are. It's who we are, man. It's like it's a brotherhood, and I love the brotherhood concept of this, man. This is what it's all about for me, man. I think so. You guys are as family. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, my family's a little buggy and, you know, there's not many people in my circle, but you guys are in my circle, man.
And not for nothing, you know, you're going to, at the end of this show, you know, later on, you know, you might hear from somebody else and they might be like, oh, they're bullshitting. You know, they say all that, you know, because we're clicky, right? They like to say we're clicky. I'm not clicky, but you rub me the wrong way. I don't like you anymore. That's it.
There it is.
You know, that's it.
It goes back to what I said before. You get out what you put in.
Right.
My pen is clicking.
You know, I mean, with anything out there, there's going to be people that are, you're not going to see the same views. You're not going to have the same things. And those are the people that are not, maybe they're just not for us, man. You know, but, you know, it's okay to disagree. It's okay not to, you know, have the same views.
True.
It's okay to have discussions. It's okay. You know, to get a little heated to a point where you're just like, all right, man, that's cool, man. That's awesome, man. You know, and that's why I tell people if people have beefs with each other on the Facebook groups or whatnot, take it to your DMs and straighten it out. Be men, you know, be adults and talk about it, man. Nobody, you know how the society is. It's the popcorn society. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. Dom, shut the fuck up already, man. And tell me to my face what your problem
everybody
is.
Likes
all right?
Everybody likes to watch a train.
Sure.
Nobody wants to run into a burning building and save somebody, but they'll stand there and watch it burn, you know?
Yeah.
You know, not everybody, you know, but you know, this is what it's all about, man. I mean, I don't want to take too much time on this because we've been talking about this the whole night, but Yeah, I mean, just get in there and talk with us. Get into a hangout. We're gonna be doing them more often. We do them after the shows. Get involved, man. Make yourself known. I want to be able to say, oh, that's that dude, or this is that dude. And there's just so many people, and I could scroll through my Facebook Messenger right now of the conversations that I'm constantly having with people. You know, 2 a.m, 9 a.m, whatever. People hit me up.
Germany time.
It's endless, man. It's endless. Man. It's perfect for that's how you build the bonds, man. Come on in. Just come on in. The door's open. Like I always said, and unless you close it behind you, it's always open, you know? So keep it open. If you're going to disappear for a while or things are happening in your life, just keep the door open.
And also, too, I mean, everything's pretty transparent. So, I mean, if you see something and you're having a problem, you know, in the community with somebody, with something that we're doing, just hit us up and we'll be more than happy to talk about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take a vote. If you don't like Dom's face on the show, we'll get rid of him. I'm the only one that's been voting that way every week, but nobody else has. So.
You made him smile, at least.
I don't know. The way he's been fucking acting tonight, Dave, I think you might get my vote on that.
Oh, there you go.
You know, what the best thing is, like...
What the fuck is growing up, your chin?
We have these meetups every couple of months or every so often or whatnot, but... We may see each other a little bit more than other people, but when we do see the other members, it's like it's like family. It's like you don't feel uncomfortable. It's like we know each other so well now. You know what I mean? It's just like
remember
what's his name? You know, hey, what's going on?
Remember Ed F. Showed up. Ed F. showed up.
Yeah,
just, you know, went to B Dubs.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's her name? Our man, she was a firecracker.
She was a little sparky.
Why, Brian? You still talk to her?
What's that?
You still talk to her?
I can't remember her name.
Oh, pimp mode on the Lolo with this guy.
Riddler circle.
Let's hit up that B-Dubs this weekend, why don't we? It's not too far into Jersey, Dave.
Come on down, man. I'm on vacation, guys.
Yeah.
You guys want to meet up? Let's do it on the weekend, man. Marley's baby.
Yeah, I actually want to do that before I go back to work. I was telling Dust earlier, so I definitely want to either whether it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Here, definitely want to hook up, have some wings.
Hey, you know what? While we're on the subject of wings, you know, we've been talking stuff. It's something that we do when we're all together all the time, right? Mainly, it's like a punchline, right? Eating wings, right? Dust is the wing master.
Yeah, I think that I'm the influence on that one. Everybody, I think at first it was like, you know, Dust keeps fucking talking about wings. Let's just go so we shut them up.
Well, you and your stories and your napkins and whatever, you know, I just wanted to kind of have a quick round table about wings because why the fuck not, right?
Oh, this is where I found out everybody hates them and they're going to make me feel bad.
That's right. No. So, you know, there's all different kinds and, you know, some people are very pig-headed about, you know, bone in, bone out, all that other shit. I was kind of curious. Going round table, is everybody here?
Oh,
like, what's your favorite style of wing? Like, so for instance, for me, oh, come on, Gary. Gary gets wings on the down low.
His diet menu.
I'm gonna get made fun of so fucking bad.
Yeah, Gary's like, wings aren't breast meat.
Yeah. Like the ones, non-breaded, please.
All right.
Non-breaded with a light sauce, extra celery.
So let's start off. And
grape nuts sprinkled into the
place near me. They sell naked wings, which I guess is the regular wing, and then breaded wings. What do you guys feel about breaded wings?
Oh, I hate them.
Ugh.
I
hate
them.
No good. Not crispy.
If it's naked,
if
it's gotta be naked.
Bone in.
All right.
If it's bone in, yeah, naked.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, it's like eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Then get the fuck out of here with that shit.
All right. Ugh. Hey, what about the size of the wing? So I'm gonna go. What about size? Like
size matters.
Big.
There was a place near me.
Size doesn't matter.
There's a place near me that had wing night, and it was like, it was 10-cent wings, and they were like, you know, 2 bites, and you were done.
Pheasant.
They would feed them pheasant.
Wait. Before you go.
Those are hens.
Dave gets the crispy little wings because he feels like I'm like me eating a regular wing.
Oh, fuck you.
Speaking of wings, shout out to the goose.
Yeah, man.
Poof.
I like a nice Marley's is pretty good. They have a pretty big, decent sized wing, man. It's almost sometimes if you get them on a good week, they're like a mini drumstick. You know, they're that large.
Dude, they're huge.
Yeah, good all wings, right. Man.
What about the level of crispiness? You guys like you're done? Are you like those soggy Domino's ones, or what's the deal?
CAF, crispy as fuck.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Depends on the sauce.
Yeah,
I think.
Talk to me.
You know what?
Yeah, Jay, what's up?
I mean, I'm not a big buffalo fan, but like if you have like a you know, like a honey barbecue,
or what, like an Asian zing, maybe. Perhaps?
So wait. With JD, the honey barbecue,
Olives has 149 different sauces.
Okay.
So JD, with honey barbecue, like crispy.
So it's got to have a little bit of crisp, but you got to have some of the sauce there. You know, okay. It's got to be a little bit juicy.
Yeah, well,
yeah, wet. I like them wet too. I don't like a dry rub or anything. They got to be wet as fuck, crispy and wet.
Yep.
Just like my tender bitches.
Okay.
I tried one of them dry rub wings last time we were out. Wasn't too bad. That's
cool. See, but Brian, I don't mind those soggy wings either. Like from Domino's, like I sometimes I'm in the mood for that, and I want that. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I prefer like a bar grill type, you know, buffalo wings where they're fucking big. You know, you get all the sauce on them, blue cheese on the side and shit like that. But I don't mind. I don't mind the fucking Domino style every once in a while. It's not my preferred at all.
It's like when you're slumming. You do want it's that taste.
Boy, do I miss chicken cake.
He's going back to his roots.
No, it's like going to Applebee's, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes like I prefer bone in, but sometimes I'll do the bone, you know, the boneless. You know, it's just something different.
Hey, if you do boneless, do you do fork and knife?
Yes.
I think Brian's taking Jist's job here with the questions. I like this. Jist has been on a little vacation hiatus, so Brian's with the being the questionizer. Right?
Not in this chat.
No, not in the chat. He's very active tonight.
what about the accoutrement? So the sauce on the side, are you guys a ranch or a blue cheese guy?
Blue cheese.
Ranch is for women. Geez.
Especially with buffalo.
Ranch is for salad.
So JD, if you went buffalo, would you need something to cool it down? Or are you just
I'd cool it down with a jalapeno.
Here's the thing, Everybody thinks like buffalo wings is like, oh my god, you're hot. No, I don't like a hot wing. I don't get the super, super duper hot. I like to be able to enjoy it. I want to taste it. I want to enjoy the wing. You know, these psychos, they get like the fucking, it's 1,000 on a Scoville or some shit like that. I don't know what the hell that term
is. That's what it is. Scoville.
It's not for me. You got to wear gloves. Honestly, really, it's like you can't enjoy it. So why bother, you know, just to say you did it and your asshole's going to be fucking shooting fire.
That's right, man. It burns in, it burns going out, too.
Yo, anger. One of my old jobs, like the one guy used to make fucking hot sauce. And he brought wings in, and I worked with my brother at the time. I did not dare to touch these things because I could smell it, and it would burn my nose.
Oh, it's terrible.
My brother, on the other hand, he fucking ate like three of them. The third one, or the first one that he ate was so hot, like he got it up to his face, and it like, and he dropped the wing on his shirt and then picked it up like,
and there was a hole.
I thought it was like,
yes. I'm getting there.
Acid for blood.
So he ate a couple of the wings, you know, after a while he got used to it or whatever. And then, maybe an hour later he had a, you know, the size of the wing
battery acid
in his fucking shirt. And he had a nice big welt underneath it.
There was a pizza place when I lived in my old town. This is years ago. He had some really good wings. He had this hot sauce that was so hot, you couldn't put it in a plastic container. It had to be in a glass jar. It had to be put in like a pickling jar because he said if you put it in plastic, it would eat through the plastic.
Uh-huh.
But I want this in my body? Get the fuck out of here.
So I've done challenges prior to the once for the ROC before, a wing eating contest. And one I did in 2014, I believe, was with me and a few of my buddies, and it was called Cry Like a Baby Wings. So what me and my one buddy did is we decided to go there 2 weeks prior to the contest to see if we can handle it. We ordered them, and they're like, you sure? We're like, yeah. They're like, listen, we're just telling you now, know, we're not, you have to sign a waiver, you know, all this other shit.
Do that. Or they'll bring out a little sample for you to try before they put it on the wing.
Yeah. And we're like, nah, we'll do it. We'll do five of those each. So, you know, me and him went in. I'm like, you ready? I'm like, yeah. All right. So we go in, we eat in the wings. I got through the first one. It's like, it doesn't hit you until like you're almost done with the first wing and you're picking up the second one that you start feeling your lips burn, then your tongue, then the back of your throat. And before you knew it, like I had the sauce on my hands. I didn't realize it, but I had touched my face.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's the worst.
No! I fucking ran into that fucking bathroom. I came out. I had all fucking like red blotches, like if I was in the
sun.
That's
why I have so many napkins, because one's for the face, and one's for the hands, and one's for this, and one's for that.
I looked like a Jersey housewife by the time I was done. I had fucking red cheeks, and I had fucking a fucking lip job. My lips were fucking swollen.
There's a YouTube channel that you guys should watch. Go file. It's called First We Feast, and they have Hot Ones wing challenges. And basically, they bring celebrities on, and there's 10 stages of wings, and it gets higher each one. And the guy hosting the show is you know, interviewing as he goes on, asking them questions as they go on, and the temperature gets higher and higher and higher and higher. So the whole point of the show is like for the celebrity to be able to make it to the end, you know, to eat them all.
I've seen that. It's pretty funny, man.
A lot of it's pretty cool. You can see who makes it, who don't make it. Very obscure hot sauces. A lot of small companies, and some of that shit is just bananas. It's like, why? Why do it? But it's a pretty interesting YouTube series. It's fun to watch. It's funny. And some of the celebrities, it's fun to watch them, like, you know, they're sweating, their eyes, they're tearing, you know what I mean? And you're wondering if they're going to tap out or not, you know what I mean? Because if they tap out, it's like the walk of shame. But if they get through it, they'll plug some shit and talk about their newest projects and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. It's a pretty pretty witty fucking web series.
So, tidbit of information, the Scoville scale, so those units, I don't know if any of you guys know, but how it's measured was basically you have someone eat something hot, and then you have a water bottle, and it's how many sprays it takes till they're okay, I'm good again.
Oh, really? I never knew that.
Yeah. That's odd.
So so when you see things that are like, what, 10 million, you know, obviously they start getting into the science. They don't have someone getting sprayed in the face 10 million times, but at least I don't think so.
I just want to put it out there, everybody that's watched. I did not pick these topics tonight. talking about the realm and wings. But I'm glad that you guys, we kept it going in my fashion. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, last question. Carrots or celery on the side?
Fuck celery.
I don't need anything.
I don't need G-Money? I don't need that shit.
That's my entree.
G-Money's like, can I get some twigs and fucking grape nuts?
Hey, also too, another piece of information, milk is the best way to
get that. On that show there's water and they have milk.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
It's to coat it. But
milk supposedly kills the heat.
Water sometimes water.
I've tried some hot wings in my life.
It's like something with the proteins, whatever, it gets the capsaicin unlocked from your taste buds.
Yeah, I just I like to enjoy it. I like to enjoy the taste. I like not a super hot buffalo, but, you know, nothing. I don't like when they mix the butter and then, like, you know, they cut it down like the buffalo sauce and they make it, like, taste like it's like you're eating grease, you know. I don't like that either.
Put a little bit of butter in it, though, right?
I like a little bit. I like a little bit of fucking taste to it. And
you got
to
get that emulsification.
Yeah. When you go to Marley's, man, it's just like you could just go off the charts, man. They got fucking every craziest fucking cinnamon toast. Crunch wings, cinnamon toast crunch wings, and they got fucking mac and cheese wings, and they got just Google Marley's in Hackettstown, New Jersey, and look at their menu, and you can see all their wing choices, man. It's fucking bananas, man. It's crazy.
It's almost like it's like you fucking want to try like all of them, but you can't. There's no fucking way.
You can't. No, because you know what? You want to go with your old reliables. You want to enjoy your time there, and you don't want to get like a set of wings that you're like, So basically, what I usually do is when I go to this, I'll get like a dozen or two dozen split, two different flavors, and then I'll get some for the table too. So if I go with someone, we'll get a couple split dozens for the table, and we'll just try them out. Like, matters on how many people there, like four or five of us, just get a couple of dozen, just try them out, man. You know.
So is that how they split them, just by a dozen?
Yeah, you get them by the dozen, like, but the you could split them. You could do half and half.
Okay.
On your dozen, I think they just charge like a 50 cents or 75 cents extra.
Pretty
like
standard that. Around here too.
Yeah, but your basic dozen wings are probably about $12. You know, like a buck a wing. You know, for more exotic flavors, they may add a dollar. You know, for some of the things that they're putting in there, but I've been going there for like 2 years, and I barely. You know, started getting, I just get my favorites, man. I love my favorites.
I do not recommend the flaming Cheeto wing. It's pretty nasty.
That was good, man. It was cheese sauce with Cheetos dust, man. Dude, that's all it was.
Cheese sauce is like the antithesis. It's like the kryptonite to your crispy wing. It's no good.
Man, they had a cheese one with bacon, cheese and bacon. They dipped the wing in like a cheese sauce and not bacon bits. It was actual real pieces of bacon on there. Oh. God,
the bacon sounds.
Gary's bugging out right now. He's like, the rock wellness challenge.
Look at Gary's like, Gus, man, you're gonna be dead in the year. It's all good, man.
Start tomorrow.
I didn't think I was gonna live this long, brother.
And poor Dom over there.
No, wings are good. That's all. That's okay. All.
You can wings?
I can have wings.
You just can't have
the sugary stuff. The sugary stuff.
Yeah, I can't have like barbecue sauce on them. I just do the traditional medium, and I like medium. The medium buffalo, like hot sauce, is always a good. Just that's my go-to.
It's perfect. It's taste. You can taste it. You can enjoy it.
It's hot enough. It's not too hot. So
Actually, in all seriousness, buffalo sauce actually is one of the best condiments for you because all it really has is sodium in it. Doesn't have any carbs. Yeah. Doesn't have any sugar.
Yep. And the spices speed up your metabolism as well.
Dude, right?
It makes your semen. It makes your semen taste better too.
That's pineapple.
So yeah, man. I don't know. Marley's this weekend. Hit me up.
Just put me JD up. Knows what he feeds his men.
Huh?
You said pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you feed your men to make their semen taste better.
You know it. Yeah. Mm. You know it.
Kenny wants to know if Gary just said condom mints.
Who's Harry?
Who's this Gary character?
Who's Gary? Remember Weird Science? Who's Gary?
Yep. Who's this Gary character?
Who's this Gary?
Your son.
Oh, man, nice wing talk, man. And like you just experiment a little bit and like display. I mean, I don't mind a Buffalo Wild Wings because Buffalo Wild Wings, they're not the best, but they're okay. You go for the environment. You got, you know, you're there with your friends. They're okay. They're not the best, but they're okay.
Dude, the last time we went for NJCC, and Chris reserved the table. He walked up there and said, yeah, I am not here for that reservation. And they looked at him in his face and said, oh, you were serious about that?
Well, but it was like a 40, right? It was a reservation for 40?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you were serious?
Business meeting.
Yeah, he said it was a business meeting and we have 30 some odd people.
With Transformer t-shirts.
With fucking Transformer t-shirts, hats backwards, fucking already drunk from the bar at NJCC.
And the purple drink.
Oh, God, the
purple
drink. Man, shout out to the Realm of Enablers. If that's the one thing, if you're going to join us, just be forewarned. If you never drank before, you're going to be an alcoholic in a year.
You're
going to be eating wings. You're going to be buying toys you never thought you'd buy.
Because you're buying too many toys. You know,
it's over. It's over. It's done. Just deal with it.
Oh, man, so funny. Well, it's good, but I'm definitely trying to do that this weekend, man, sometime. So if anybody else, we'll talk about it off the air on the broadcast.
Anybody that's local, hit me up, man. We could set something up. But everybody that's around here, I mean, even if you're an hour away, it's worth the hour drive. You know, that's all I'm saying. We can have a good night. We come back here, chill for a little bit. You know, it's not like we got to eat and bounce, you know. I'm on vacation, so it is what it is.
Sir. All right. Before we wrap up. If everybody's still watching out there, please hit that thumbs up button. So about 30 heads watching with about 19 likes. Let's get the little like spike going. Hit the like button.
I'm sure I'm getting a lot of fucking dislikes because, you know, my
do
my
us a chat, favor.
My fucking cheering squad out
there. Don't worry about
when it. When you're that guy, yeah, it tends to happen. Let's see. Oh, none so far. Oh, my God. I'm sure that'll
don't jinx up. It.
I'm sure it'll catch up. They just haven't watched the show yet.
I'll see five tomorrow. It's okay.
So, that's right, the good. New. That's the new. That's Orange is the New Black.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Any interactions are welcome, guys. If we're doing something wrong, let us know. You know, hit us up. We always looking to improve. You know what I'm saying? So the constructive criticism is always welcome. You know what I'm saying? Like we're always willing to hear it.
Yep.
So yep, and we're very happy to the people that that do chime in and say that they love it or whatever. You know, let us know. You love it, you hate it.
Keep it up.
Fucking know. All right, we can start wrapping this up. We do continue on broadcasting, guys, so we will be throwing the link out in the ROC Dave Facebook group. Like we were talking about tonight, just hop in. Don't be shy. I saw Mervin actually in the chat, said he's still nervous about
jumping. Mervin, don't be nervous, man. Just get in here, bro. Come on.
Yep,
we'll be gentle. We promise.
I told them we don't bite much.
Honestly, if I can do this, anybody can. I'm like the most fucking timid person ever.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, man, and like I don't put people's business or my business, but I've had anxiety issues and I have panic attacks, and I never wanted to be on any shows or something. I wanted to be the guy in the back writing skits, and you know, I always saw Enter the Realm as like a variety show, jokes, having a good time, playing, you know, be that guy behind. But we didn't have the right people. We didn't have enough people, so I had to be on that show and do it. That's why if you watch some of the older Enter the Realms, my camera's pointed to the side. I'm always fucking with something in my hand with my hand down. You know, so I was never real comfortable with this. And I know, JD, you were the same way. Not very comfortable. You got out of your shell. You started doing it. I do it. Now it's no big deal for me. I'll sit here and talk to a screen of nobody for an hour and a half, blah, blah, blah.
You know? Trust me, we know. We got that camera in your fucking room, bro.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
Just put your fears to the side. And just relax and just understand and know that you're with friends and it's going to be okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. We got you.
Jose, what's with that beard, man?
I'm just letting it go.
Vacation, bro.
Yeah, vacation, man.
The only thing I've been shaving is my head.
All right. Vacation beard in the house. When you get 3.5 weeks, that's what happens.
My girl, she doesn't like it either. She's like, when are you going to shave? And I'm like, I'm not.
she's like just doing it under here. She's like, that's not shaving. Mm-mm. That's not really shaving.
No, you didn't.
It's all right. I like her to be as uncomfortable as possible. I go like this. Right. You have to. Anybody on the audio, you would have to watch the video.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Rashy Thighs.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
It's all about the free beard rides.
There you go. All right, let's run it down the line. Guess where you at? Brian Brink.
Brian Brink in the Facebook groups. At Brinklizer on Instagram. Hanging out here. With you guys hanging out. ETR Mondays, all over the place. Hanging out at Marley's this weekend up in Hackettstown.
You driving up?
Why the fuck not?
Dude, like I say, if you guys want to, anybody that's traveling far, you want to make it, you could always crash. You know, my house is always open, man. It's always open. So just remember that, man. I don't want you guys driving 9
don't
hours.
Don't say that too loud. The old lady downstairs is going to come down.
Dude, it's been real fucking crazy, man. I fucking went ballistic on them the other day with that door that's broken down there. So now whenever they go in and out, they close it real slow. I'm like, yeah, that's right, motherfuckers. That's right. I run this block. D-block, motherfucker. Dust mites block.
Oh, shit. All right, Big Dom. Tell me where you're at.
Dominic Ross on the groups. And here Tuesday nights with these guys.
Showing up 1 minute before showtime.
Damn. I'm going to show 30 seconds before showtime.
It's better than 10 minutes after showtime.
Exactly.
Oh, love you, Dom.
Oh. Yeah, doesn't everybody?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't.
Oh, it's coming out now.
Keep it up, Dave. Keep it up.
All right, the Rock Father himself, Dust Mites.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook groups. Thank you guys for having me on, man. I enjoyed this tonight. I love talking with you dudes.
I'm sorry that we got on our little rant, but I think it's every once in a while, because we have so many new people that are coming into the group and so many new people that are getting into the shows and finding the realm. It's cool to just do a refresher and a rehash of exactly how we're doing, what we do, why we do this, and how they could be more of a part of this. So, you know, so thank you guys for letting me able to yap my gums for a while here tonight.
Oh, no problem,
thanks,
brother,
for being here.
Yep, and it's always appreciated. You know, you're the fucking Iron Man of this shit, bro. No days, yeah. Mr. No Days Off. You know? Yeah.
Well, you know, it's getting to the point where I'm taking more days off, and I'm glad that you guys are around to take the gauntlet and go forward.
Yeah. Got don't your back, brother.
Just don't snap your fingers, you know?
all right. Energon addict.
Dave's gone.
He's gone already?
Ace of dust. Are you feeling funny, Dave? Are you feeling funny inside right now?
Dust, I don't feel so good.
Catch me on Instagram at a John Addict. I'm not really active anymore, but hopefully I plan to be. So if you want to follow me, I'll follow you back. And Facebook under David Colon here on Tuesdays. And Dom.
Yeah.
I hate you.
It's my name. You hate me.
Such a strong word. All right. G-Money.
For a small man.
Hey, yeah. Here on Tuesdays, hanging out, trying to have fun conversations, Dom. And Gary Allen in the Facebook groups. You can hit me up there.
Nice, man. Nice. All right, JD.
You can find me, JD Brocious, on the Facebook groups, Pigment Surgery on Instagram and Xbox Live, and every single Tuesday with all of you fine fellows.
The bags of meat.
Mythic Legions.
Yeah.
Coming soon, it's the Mythic Legions podcast.
Fuck yeah.
With your host.
Yeah, I want to shout to you, Patrick D. He's new to the group. Yeah, I met him through one of the Mythic Legion pages, and then he recommended a guy get a hold of me today, Sean B, over in the UK, which I ended up buying a bunch of stuff from him, but he's already in the realm.
Nice.
So two members, you know.
Nice.
Cool. Nice.
Shout out to those guys.
Hey, shout out to the fucking Four Horsemen, Corn Boy, and the boys, man.
Fuck
it's been a while since we used to visit them a long time ago when we were with the ring of collectors when they were doing their He-Man stuff back in the day. So it's kind of cool. Maybe we could reach out and get in touch with them again, and maybe
get some fucking discounts. Yeah,
no, that's not even. Don't even think about discounts. How about we get a tour of their facilities again and get some interviews?
Oh, I love those.
That would be dope. That would be dope.
Yeah. So I know Rolling Steel was close with the dudes, and you know it's been a while. We used to go there and have Taco Bell eat taco challenges with Taco Bell. You know who can eat the most tacos? And,
dude, let's do that.
Yeah, we had a lot of good times with those dudes, man. We saw
you guys don't want it.
You know, if you guys don't know much about the Four Horsemen, they were most of them were from McFarlane Toys, and they moved and they started their own business and they started their own company. So, really good guys.
Oh, I didn't even know that they started with McFarlane. Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Yeah, and it's funny when I don't know where they're with where they have their studios now, but it was right down the road from McFarlane. So, it was funny. We went to McFarlane, we did the McFarlane tour, and then you know we would pop in there and say, "Yeah, we were just hanging out over there." Like, fuck that, you know, because they left. Well,
is McFarlane far from ToyCon?
I don't even remember, man. It's been years, man. It's like the 2000s. It's now 2018, and I abuse my brain with alcohol.
No, because what happened is when we go to ToyCon, usually they make runs back and forth to their warehouse.
So yeah, it's pretty close. It's close enough. It's down around that area, so it'd be kind of cool again to like you know maybe bridge that gap again and be like, hey, you remember us? You know, this is what we're doing now. And here we go. We got spotlights and we got interviews and maybe have them on a show. And Ted Turner's in the house, you know?
Start making those moves.
That's it.
Booyah. That's right. All right. And as for myself, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network, all at Harrick and BX. And here every single Tuesday night on Breaking the Mold. I also have a podcast of my own called Verbally Challenged with Harrick and BX available on all audio platforms. So please check that out. Before we sign off for tonight, check out the website, realmofcollectors.com. We always appreciate the love and support from the community blog section up there, with submissions from members all over the realm. And we have the photo spotlights from ETR. You know, past photos are available to view on the site, as well as any merchandise that we have available is also available on the website as well. So please check that out. Shout out to friends of the show at Figure Photography Crate on Instagram, Third Party Unlimited, tfprototype.com, kumastyle.com, Retro Now on YouTube, TKO and the Blackout and Shout Crew. Join us on Facebook, where there is a group, Realm of Collectors. We're on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. This show, Breaking the Mold, is a proud part of the Cool Table, so please pull up a chair. It's a network hub for like-minded podcasts, including Enter the Realm, Plastic Fanatics, Shattercast Uncut, Toy Detox, Nerd Rage Radio, Beer and Bolters 40K, Stasis Lock 8 Weeks, Building Up to It, and Fresh Communication. You can find a Cool Table on Facebook and subscribe to all these other great podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. So that's the show for tonight, guys. Thank you to everybody watching and listening. We are the ROC. We're not going anywhere, so get to know us. We'll see you next week, all right? Peace out, guys.
Later. Bye-bye.
I'm sitting here looking for the fucking stop broadcast button.